couch, dogs, me, adolescents. Hey there, Lickin' Riffers, welcome to another awesome guitar video right here on Lickin' Riff. In this video, you're in for a real treat. We're gonna learn one of the best and most fun guitar rhythms ever created, the walking bass country rhythm. Yes, I am holding a pick in my hand, and I'm gonna show you how it's done, but first, let me assure you that this is a lot less complicated than it looks. It's one simple rhythm pattern with one extra trick added to it. So once we learn that trick, we're ready to go. So first, it goes a little something like this. I'm gonna try and cram in as many examples as I possibly can. Basis for this are four chords. Just for the purposes of the exercise, you can do it with A minor, E minor, G, F, barred chords, whatnot, but let's start with the basic version of this. So I'm playing C, F, C, and G. Okay, we're gonna loop C, F, C, G, C, F, C, G, C, F, C, G. That's the chord progression. Now, why this F and not this F, not the barred F? Because the G, the C, and the beginner F chord all have the same alignment of notes. It's the same voicing, basically. And that enables us to use the same walking bass patterns between all the chords, between F and C, between C and G, between G and C, and between C and F. You'll see. It's going to be exactly the same patterns, exactly the same finger patterns, exactly the same frets. So that would prevent confusion and will make everything a lot easier. But first, we have to learn the rhythm pattern itself. So the rhythm pattern is this. Bass, down, up. Bass note, down, up. Okay? And the down strum and the up strum, you want to play strings 1, 2, and 3 to separate the bass notes from the high notes. Okay, so it's bass, down, up. And you play it four times. Bass, down, up. That's it. That's the whole pattern. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And that's it. You play it throughout the improv. So, first, play it with all four chords. F. C again. G. C. The next step would be to add an alternating bass note. And so, your 1 would be the bass note for the chord, and the 2 would be the next bass string. So, for C, it would be strings 4 off. Yeah, 4 and 5, but you'll start with 5. So let's say 5 and 4. So C. 1, 2. Okay, for 2, you'll play the D string. So 5th string, 4th string. 5, 4. Okay, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you'll do the same thing for F and G as well. On F, you'll play strings 4 and 3. And for G, you'll play strings 6 and 5. Okay, that takes a little bit of practice, so let's practice it together. would be to make it country. How do you do that? Every second and fourth beats, when you're on the second bass note, the alternating bass note, you'll hammer it on. And this is where the chord voicing comes into play, because you can hammer it on. And you'll hammer on the second finger from 0 to 2 on the respective string. So it'll sound like this. Got it? Bass, and then the second bass note with the hammer on. And then, got it? And this is the point where it starts to sound right. Okay, now you can let go of the third finger when you hammer it on, because you don't really need it, and then you can put it back on when you do need it. Like this. Look at my fingers. Let both go, and then put it back on. So, the basic walking bass pattern is this. You have all of your bass notes on the third fret, so you just lead into them by doing 0, 2, 3 on the same string. For example, C. You do 0, 2 on the A string, and then you start the rhythm pattern. And then C. Okay, now the walking bass replaces the fourth beat. So, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 0, 2. 1, 2, 3. And the same thing goes for F. 1, 2, 3. 0, 2 on the D string. C, so 0, 2 on the A string. And then down to G, so it's 0, 2 on the E string. And so on and so forth. But that's only going up. So we need to go down as well. And we do that by reversing the walking bass pattern. We're doing 2-0. But we're doing the 2-0 down from the previous chord's bass note. So if we're going from F to C, then our F bass note is 3 on the D string. So our 2-0 would be on the D string, because we're doing F down to C. So it's 3, and then 2-0 on the D string, and then C. And then when we want to go down from C to G, we do the same thing, 2-0 on the A string. Because bass note wise, it's B, A, G. We're going down the notes. So we have 0, 2 into the bass note. Okay, coming from behind the bass note. From the lower note to the high note. And then when we go back down from F to C, we do F, E, D. I mean E, D, C, but it's F, F, E, D, C, C, A, B, A, G, and then again, A, B, C, B, E, F, E, D, C, B, A, G. Okay? Now, this is our basic walking pattern. Now, you can add the previous chord's bass note to the walking pattern and create this. you can hear, I don't really care if I'm picking one bass string or two, because two bass strings give me the double stop country sound. Okay, so don't be afraid of hitting two bass strings. Okay, you can do it on purpose, so it doesn't have to be. It can also be. Okay, and that gives you the country sound. So that's another tip. Now, if we add an extra bass note, we need to replace something in the rhythm pattern. Now, for this, we replaced the fourth beat. So, for this, if we add one extra bass note, we need to replace something else in the rhythm pattern. So, we replace the down-up strum after the three. So, we count it like this. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay? Now, for example, from C to F, it would be C, D, E, F. C, D, E, F. And from F to C, it would be exactly the opposite. F, E, D, C. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, C, D, E, F. F, E, D, C. Same thing for G. Now you have the walking bass pattern. And everything builds up on that. That's everything there is to it. If you want a long walking bass pattern, you replace everything after the three. And if you want a short walking bass pattern, you just replace the four. And if you want a very, very long pattern, replace behind the three. So you just play it from the middle of the bar or from the end of it. That's the whole secret to adding the walking bass part. So practice this for a while before you continue the lesson. Okay, practice both patterns. Now, now the real fun starts. The real fun comes from changing the bass pattern or just using parts of it. Now, what do I mean by that? Changing the bass pattern means that instead of 2-0, you can play 2-1-0. Or instead of 0-2, you can play 0-1-2. Or instead of 2-0, you can play 1-0. So let's see how that sounds. Instead of 2-0, 1-0. Okay, now this works just going down. When you do it up, sounds off. So just do it when you go down. 1-0. Okay, this creates kind of a bluesy feel to it. Now, you can add a chromatic feel to it. 2-1-0. Now this is easy to calculate because you start from 3, so it's 3, 2, 1, 0 all the way. 3, 2, 1, 0. 3, 2, 1, 0. And then 3, 0, 1, 2 when you go up. Okay, now if this confuses you, just count it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, 0, 1, 2, and then again, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, now backwards, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, okay, this is one variation. Another variation would be to use the alternating bass note hammer-on as a transition. What do I mean? Just play it twice. That's the simplest way to go about it. You can also reverse it and pull it off. Okay, got it? It's all in the same place of the bar after the three. One, two, three. Two, three. I'm just pulling off the second bass note of the chord. And when I go up, I either pull it off or hammer it on. Now, here's the real fun part. Okay? Up till now, we had fun, but this is where it starts to get crazy. Now, you can play 2-0 on any string, pull it off, hammer it on, pick it, and lead to any chord you want, because it's the scale. So why not mix and match? You can do this. Okay, you can do any 2-0 to lead to any chord. You can also do 0-2 on any string, any of the E, A, D, or G strings. You can use them in sequence as an extra walking bass line. And if this confuses you, just start with something small. Just try a distant bass note. Okay, if you're on G, try the bass note, the alternating bass note, I mean, of the F chord, 2-0 on the third string, and then make the transition into C. And then try to play the D and G strings. And then you'll start to get the hang of what I did at the beginning of the video. And then I tried extra embellishments, kind of like pulling off 3, 2, and 0. Okay? That also works. Not that. See, as long as you're confident with your rhythm, every pattern you'll use would work. Just make sure you don't go too far, because you still want to keep that country rhythm, so that tum ta ta tum ta ta tum ta ta tum ta ta tum rhythm should remain. So that's the feeling that you want to give your bass patterns. Just play something that fits the rhythm. So just practice this, and if you haven't subscribed to my channel, before you go practice this, subscribe to my channel, because I already have tons of lessons here for you to learn, and I upload a new one every couple of days or so, and a new full fingerstyle arrangement every couple of weeks. So, the tab for this lesson is in the description. Click the link, go to the website, get the tab. The tab is for free, of course. Everything on Lick and Riff is for free and will always remain free. And if you want to give something back to Lick and Riff, there's a large blue donation button right above the tabs. You can't miss it. And everything goes right back into making these lessons especially for you to enjoy and learn guitar. My goal is to teach, so if you want to help out, go ahead, and I'll be more than grateful for any donation whatsoever, and everything will go right back into your education. So, thanks for watching, go have fun, and I'll stop talking now and let you go practice. So have fun, thanks for watching, bye for now.